AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Rowan County, Kentucky Clerk's Office is scheduled to open right now. And many are wondering whether County Clerk Kim Davis will continue to defy the courts and refuse to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Here's our Steve Coleman.
Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis must now choose whether to issue marriage licenses or defy a federal judge who could fine her or send her to jail. Davis stopped issuing all marriage licenses after the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage nationwide. Four couples sued her, arguing that she must fulfill her duties as an elected official despite her personal religious faith. A federal judge ordered her to issue the licenses, and an appeals court upheld that decision. Matt Staver, founder of the law firm representing Davis, said before the Supreme Court decision that she would have to think and pray about what to do next. I'm Steve Coleman.
Europe is struggling to try to figure out what to do about the tens of thousands of people who are arriving from conflict zones in Iraq and Syria. This morning, authorities shut down the main rail terminal in Budapest, Hungary, as hundreds of migrants tried to board trains to Austria and Germany. Our Kara Rubinsky is overseas.
They say it's because scuffles have broken out, and what's been happening is Hungary has just kind of been letting everybody go through, and now they're under pressure from Austria and from Germany to have some control over what's happening there. So you've now got just hundreds of people milling around the railroad station there trying to figure out what to do next.
Southwest Airlines says a passenger jet on the way to Chicago had to be diverted to Texas after a group of passengers became disorderly. Six people detained, though we don't have any details. Global stock markets fell sharply today, and Wall Street is set to open lower. Blame gloomy economic data from China. This is AP Radio News. President Obama's in the Arctic, saying we're running out of time to deal with global warming.
Today in Alaska, sea levels are rising, permafrost is melting, and 75 billion tons of sea ice per year is vanishing. But the president says tomorrow could be much worse across the globe.
Submerged countries, abandoned cities, fields no longer growing.
He told a conference on Arctic warming the climate's changing faster than mankind's acting, so the time for denial's long past.
Those who want to ignore the science, they are increasingly alone. They're on their own shrinking island.
Indeed, he says any politician who won't take climate seriously or treats it like a joke isn't fit to lead. Mark Smith, Washington.
And look at those gas prices. Gas is $2.46 a gallon this morning, down 12 cents from a week ago. A year ago, gas was $3.44 a gallon, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.